Your Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
Tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish. Be a sub above.
Second quarter action set to start here from the home of the Lions. Things have been tough going so far. They trail their crosstown rival Jackson Memorial 24-0. Van Wickle wanting to throw, putting a lot of air under this one. Going down the far sideline, wanting Brett Ribolina. That will fall incomplete. And it will set up a third down and 12.
First time they've thrown the ball deep downfield. Van Wickle played quarterback in about three games last year, so he does have some experience under his belt, but obviously will be counted on much more this year than he was a year ago.
Lions break from the huddle. Pomeranke will split out wide to the right. Ribolina stays near sideline of the left. Now will motion across the formation, set up twins to the far side. Two back sent for Van Wickle. Rolling off to the right. In trouble immediately. Will let it go. Nobody within the vicinity of that. That should be intentional grounding, and it will. The early pressure was put on by Tetro off the edge.
Nearest receiver was an injured Liberty player on the sideline, not in uniform.
Not eligible, as they say.
No. And so this will be a penalty and a loss of down. So
would have been fourth down anyway.
Yeah,
the incompletion.
But here goes that tilted field again, Matt, as they'll punt Liberty well just about inside, right on the air, their own end zone line. Into the end zone.
Ball back inside the 10 as Miller will punt.
I think for the fourth or fifth time already.
Yeah, already.
They don't have a first down yet, do they,
nope.
The Lions?
No, they do not.
Curette and Lee walking up. They each stand at the 41 of the Lions. Here comes pressure. Miller gets it off. This one in the direction of Lee. He will let it bounce, and it will roll and stop at the 50-yard line.
Nice punt by Miller that time. Got good height on it. But again, Jackson Memorial will have great field position. As you said, smack on the midfield line with 11:36 left in the second quarter, and Jackson Memorial with a 24-0 lead.
Jags back on the offensive attack. It'll be DeMeo to empty the backfield here on first and 10. Tight end right, two receivers either side. Johnson in motion. Fake to Johnson. It'll be DeMeo to keep it this time. He's got five. Gets 10 off the right side. Upended with a hip tackle by
Billups.
Number 21, Jordan Billups. Right at the 40-yard line. Enough for a first down.
You know, the heir apparent to Mr. Ken Bradley, who's off to Ithaca University, appears to be Cole Collins, the inside backer. They look very similar. Big, strong, physical linebackers. And, linebackers are not going to have too many stats tonight because it's the defensive line that are making all the tackles. But he looks like a real good one, and he runs that Jaguar defense from his middle linebacking spot.
DeMeo, again from the shotgun here, fakes the swing pass to the left, runs off tackle to the right, taken down at the 36-yard line for a gain of four, make it second and six. Coming up, 10:45 to go. Madeira will make the tackle.
Has not been much for the home team to cheer about. That's for sure. They did win the coin toss. That was about it.
They may win the cheering section, too. About 200 kids called the Red Zone, sitting right below you guys, off to your left. Pretty into the game.
Got to have something to cheer about, though, pretty soon.
Exactly.
DeMeo under center, two back set. Golic in at the tailback spot off the left side. He's got a good burst of speed. He'll have the first down and more. Runs down inside the 25, gets to the 24-yard line. We've seen Lee already. We've seen Golic now be involved. Seems to be a versatile type lineup that the Jackson Memorial offense has. Walker Stopik in his fourth year 19-12 overall, 8-3 a season ago.
Yeah, that's only going to help them, Matt, down the line, you know, alternating two or three backs. Last year, as we mentioned, it was all Glover, you know, and, you know, he gets a little nick and bruise and has to come out. They were hurting a little bit, you know. Even had to use Ken Bradley in the backfield a few times, but now they've got a versatile attack.
Papandrea in at the fullback spot. Here is the give again to Golic off the left side. He's down inside the 15, makes a move of the 10, stays on his feet, bounces down inside the 5, gets forward into the end zone for a touchdown. Put 30 up on the board for the Jags in their first possession of the second quarter. They score with 9:24 to go. This will go as a 28-yard touchdown run for Mike Golic, who now has two.
Scoring update for you, Matt.
Not from here?
Not from here. Rodney Taylor's head coaching debut at Neptune going pretty well. They lead Ocean 23-6 in the second quarter.
Maybe not a surprise that Neptune winning that game, but the Scarlet Flyers, a lot of questions around them. And Ocean with Tyler Thompson, high things expected there, having it handed to him so far. Here is an extra point attempt. Nicosia skies it to the left. I'd keep running the two-point conversion attempts. 30-0, however, on the score. 9:24 to go in the first half. We are out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Back here from the home of the Lions, 9:24 to play, 30-0 in favor of Jackson. Mentioned since this game began between the two crosstown schools, the Jaguars, with their somewhat long and illustrious history, have dominated the series. The Lions have not been able to crack through, and so far, tonight has not been their night.
Yeah, I don't know how many years they've been playing. I think somewhere around 6 or 7, maybe. And as we mentioned, this was always a Thanksgiving Day, or actually a Thanksgiving Eve game, moved to week one. Red Bank Catholic, by the way, has just scored on a Mike Cordova run to take a 14-7 lead over Long Branch.
8 games, Kevin, they've played. 8.
Okay, it's close.
Short kick, Billups again will handle. From his 19-yard line, gets to the 30. Nice little shake-and-bake move out to the 35. Decent return that time from Jordan Billups, the 5'6", 140-pound senior.
And he is a little guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's got some shifty moves.
Yeah, nice couple of moves there and a decent return.
How about the fact, guys, that Vinnie Lee only a junior and Mr. Golic only a sophomore?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Jags might have it going pretty good again. Of course, they had that incredible run in the early 2000s under then head coach Reggie Lawrence, a team led by Nick Castellano and Joe Ceratelli.
At the linebackers, right? They were tough.
And backs,
in the backfield, yep.
In the backfield.
Off the first down, it is a completion quickly to number 88. Mike Stout, the 6-foot wide receiver, will haul in. The catch, about a 7-yard gain, make it 2nd-3.
All right, chance here to pick up that first down of the night.
By the way, the tight end, is the son of Mike York, that very successful baseball coach here at Liberty, and one of his proteges I'll talk about in a second.
8.5 minutes to play. 2nd-3. Ribolina in motion across the formation from right to left. High snap. Van Wickel able to pull it down. Regina stretch play off the right side. Able to get a yard out of it. It'll be 3rd-2 coming up with 8:15 to go.
One of his pitchers, DeStefano, Kevin. I know you know who that is, right?
The Retaliation, yeah.
Yeah.
7:50 to go here in the first half. Clock continuing to move. 3rd-2 for the Lions looking for that first down. Jaguars showing blitz. They've walked up all of their linebackers. Van Wickle off the right side. He's got a target. It's Stout again who will pull it in for the first down. The first one of the game for the Lions.
First one of the season. PA announcer finally able to say first down. All right, we have not. This comic, this is really a beautiful facility out here that they have. Jackson Liberty. Plenty of room.
Huge, you and I talking outside, looking out behind us, behind this facility.
Reminded us a little bit of Southern Regional, all the space they have.
So much space. On first and 10 from the 50-yard line. Van Wickle looking to go downtown, wanting Stout again. That will fall incomplete. Set up second and 10. And I do, as I look at it and look behind it, I thought it was bigger than Southern. It just looked like a little more open and a little bit more space.
I would say you are correct, Matt. I think it's bigger, definitely bigger.
It's just hard to say.
There's 30 yards from the sideline to the bleachers here on both sides.
Yeah, it's a nice facility. They've done a nice job out here.
Bleachers, many bleachers on the home side and many on the visiting side also.
You're right.
Could be one of the bigger,
seating capacities.
Seating capacities,
yeah.
Of any.
Second down and 10 after the Van Wickle out of the pistol with a two-back set, offset to his left side. Counter play, busted play, and Van Wickle will get dropped in the backfield. Four-yard loss back to the 46-yard line. Tetro first on the scene. Then he'll set up third down and a long 14.
It's about 4 yards to the right.
Well, after one first down, the Lions in danger of having to punt back with 6:25 to go. Jaguars lead it 30-0.
Just got the official attendance capacity, 3,400 just in the bleachers. Tonight, we've got many, many fans at the fence, two or three, four or five deep. So I would say close to maybe 4,000 people here tonight.
Nice pass play there on the quick post.
Ribolina on the reception. Not enough for a first down, however, but probably enough for the Lions to think about going for it. It'll be fourth and 5.
Van Wickle did a nice job there, Matt, on the slant. Put it right on the money.
Finding a little bit of rhythm here.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of completions on this drive.
And I agree with you. Fourth down and 5, I think you got to go for it here.
Certainly nothing to lose. Trying to keep the drive alive, get a little momentum. Van Wickle will go back into the shotgun. Two backs with him, split receiver set, ball in the middle part of the field. Wanting to throw, looking over the middle. Wanting Stout, and that one broken up by Lee. Good defensive play, and on downs, it will be Jackson Memorial getting the football back at their own 45-yard line.
Well, a little movement on the offense. They found some success in the air, and not that I would say you could throw it on every down, but the running game really produced nothing, and at least I like the fact that they went to some quick drops there, like three-step drops for Van Wickle, and hit a couple of passes across the middle. So some positive there, but now the defense has to go back on the field and stop this Jackson offense, which has just done whatever they wanted tonight.
You like the fact they went for it there?
I do, yeah, absolutely.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah.
First down and 10. Jet sweeper on the left side. It's Johnson to get it. He had the touchdown that was called back. This time he'll get just over the 50-yard line and into Lion territory. Gain of a little more than 5. Ryan Downer able to push him out of bounds.
Of course, one more touchdown by the Jaguars will put us into a mercy rule situation if Liberty does not score in the first half. Of course, the mercy rule does not take effect in the first half, it would start the second half.
Tyler Thompson, a 91-yard punt return for a touchdown for Ocean as they cut the Long Branch lead to 23-13, 3.5 minutes left in the first half.
Why are you kicking to Tyler Thompson?
Second down, a long 4. Here's Lee right through the middle, has the first down. deeper into Lion territory, inside the 40 to the 38-yard line, where it'll be first down. Jags wanting to go here quickly. Less than five to go. Chains will set. Clock has stopped for just a second. Now moving. DeMeo operates from the shotgun. A three-wide receiver set. Sends four to the pattern. Wants the tight end, Graham. That one just out of his reach at the yard marker.
Graham, by the way, a Division I recruit. A lot of schools looking at him. Big, strong kid. Give you a halftime score that will surprise you. You ready, Matt?
Sure.
Barnegat 7, Manchester 7. How's that one for you?
Hawks hanging in there.
Shocking.
St. John Vianney has gone up 14 to nothing on Mattawan. So,
oh, I tell you, but my picks are off to a horrible start tonight.
Second down and 10. Here's Lee up the middle. Bouncing his way off the right side. Cuts back now to his left, middle part of the field. Down close to the 20-yard line. That's a gain of 18. They'll spot it at the 21, 4:36, and right back up to the line are the Jags, wanting to keep this hurry-up type offense in motion.
It's almost like you're just working on your game plan here.
Here's DeMeo, rolling right, stopping throwing, skipping it into the dirt. The intended target was Kyle Lona, number 22. That ball's incomplete, and the clock will stop here with 4:28 to go, 30 to nothing. Jackson Memorial leading Jackson Liberty.
And it's all business over here on the Jackson sideline, guys. There's not too many smiles. I mean, coaches are happy. The players are happy. When you're up 30 to nothing, there's a lot to be happy about. But it's all business, not a whole lot of subs. The starters have been in there predominantly the entire game. The subbing will take place in the second half, and your nightmare will begin, Matt.
You would think. Starters maybe play a little bit in that third quarter. This is the opener, so you've got to get guys ready for what is to come. DeMeo will give it to Johnson. Jet sweeper again around the left end. He'll take it down inside the five, get to the four-yard line, where it will be first and goal.
Well, they've been unable to stop that jet sweep, Matt. I mean, they've run it successfully. They've run it successfully for so many, for 10 years or so. So not able to stop it tonight.
DeMeo this time down inside the five, and he is into the corner of the end zone with a flag out. It came out very, very late.
Thrown by the trailing referee,
Charlie Bauer.
It's going to be a hold on the Jags, negate the touchdown. Second one they've had come off the board. And things will get interesting for the Jaguars starting next week, assuming that this one kind of holds to where it is. They have Lacey on the road. And then a three-game homestand, Southern Regional, Brick, and Tom's River North.
And I know a game you were interested in. Middletown South leads South Brunswick 7-0.
Wow. That's
South Brunswick is driving deep in Eagles territory.
First half.
Right.
Yeah, that's South Brunswick is one of the better teams up in Central Jersey there. They are the favorite right now in Central Jersey Group 5, where Manalapan will play. And Jackson, right? I believe so, yes.
Yeah,
they didn't move Jack. They moved Brick Memorial to South Jersey Group 5. I don't think they moved Jackson.
No, I think Jackson stayed in Central.
4:13 with a flag out. This is a delay of game thrown by the back judge. So after the what looked like touchdown from DeMeo, back-to-back penalties will move the Jaguars backwards here.
That won't please Walt Kristopic, your former teammate, right?
Yep.
Monmouth University.
He's on the team's
first
in
year,
the early
right?
days, started in 93. Good running back, special teams guy Walt was. Here's the give to the left side, cuts back at the 10 of the numbers, and will slash forward and get to the 5, back to the original line of scrimmage, where it will set up second and goal. Was an assistant at Jackson before getting the head job now in his fourth year.
You know, guys, the one thing that a little surprised me, I want you to look at the Jackson sideline. It does look like the numbers of their program are down considerably from the past few years. I mean, I'm going to think there's not more than 30 guys on the sideline over there, plus the 11 on the field. That would only be low 40s. Jackson traditionally runs in the 60s.
Three back set, tight ends either way. DeMeo play action, going to roll to his right, stop at the five, going to tuck it and run, and slice through two defenders and get in for the touchdown. DeMayo adds his list after he had a touchdown taken off the board. His first score of the season comes at the 317 mark. This is a five-yarder. And 36-0 now the score. As Nicosia will come on, let's see if they try another extra point.
Maybe they just keep going until they get one right.
Again, Calhoun, the regular kicker, out with a quad injury. Nicosia, hits that one and through. Make it 37 on the board. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with Jaguars up big. Second quarter will conclude after this timeout. 30-second break on the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
This is the Shore Sports Network, WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Listen online at WOBMAM.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
3:17 to go here in the second quarter as Nicosia will put this one pretty much where he has all night, right around the 25-yard line, handed by Billups again. And he will run his way out at the 31. 3:10 to go, 37-0. For those of you just joining, it has been all Jackson Memorial. They lead the Lions of Liberty. We've had a couple of connection issues, so if we pop out there for a second, just going through the normal early kind of season stuff, getting everything tuned back up and into gear. We have popped off, but then popped right back on, so hang in there. 3:10 to go, 37-0 our score. The mercy rule, of which we saw last week in RBC's win over Wall, remember, does not start until the second half, though the score as it is right now would be within that 35-point range. First and 10 for the Lions. Van Wickle wanting to throw. Throws this one up near midfield, wanting stout, but severely underthrown. Again, under heavy pressure and much slower to get up this time.
First score of the night from a Class A South game in Tom's River. And Southern Regional on the road with a 14-0 lead over Tom's River East. I believe that one is at halftime. I'm a little surprised with that, to be honest with you. I thought, well, it's another game I've got wrong so far. I thought East would be a little better this year. And boy, Southern was what I think Southern was in that position we've had like a team like Jackson last year. Nobody really knew. You know, that finally turned the corner. I mean, they had a couple of great players there back-to-back, you know, careers, Glenn Carson, Mike Kosicki, and kind of a lot of unknowns with this group.
It's got to be a little disappointing for the Raiders and Charlie Diskin, too. They've had a successful preseason. Matt, you want to call that play? Go ahead.
Braden York with the catch to the near side, his first reception of the season, about a six-yard gain.
Yeah,
they have third and four. Go ahead.
Sorry, Matt. They just had a pretty successful season. They were very happy where they were. And they're at home tonight, you know, and you've got an inexperienced Southern team. Can't get off the ground. 14-0. Surprising score.
Tom's River South up 13-7. Just continuing to update that game over Donovan Catholic, excuse me. 2:58
It's a dollar, by the way. Each time we say it wrong, it's a dollar in the kitty.
That's fine. Pass over the middle. The intended target there was Ryan Brennan. That's out of the reach, and it'll set up fourth down, and this time the Lions will have to punt. Can't go forward on fourth down from where they are right now. Coming up at the half, we will bounce you around all of the activity going on tonight. Take a look at our game tomorrow as well, Lacey and Tom's River North. That will kick off at 7 o'clock. Monmouth game prior to that.
Ed on the search for a halftime guest. If you'd like to be his guest tonight, just come on down.
Yeah, email me. Text me.
Heavy pressure. This is blocked off the foot of Miller. Picked up by Towns at the 25. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. In for the score, Tyler Towns. Off the block, and I want to say it was Kyle Johnson, I believe, number 5, who came off the edge to get it. Right off of the foot of Miller, the punter, and Towns rumbles in from 25 yards out.
Well, the Jags were close on a couple of those earlier.
Yeah, I would say just about every punt they were close. And, you know,
that one they got right off the foot.
Yep.
Another extra point attempt coming up here by Nicosia.
He's got one foot in the MVP trophy tonight, the kicker. Tony kid.
Mild pressure coming here. Nicosia knuckles this one.
Yes!
Just over the top of the crossbar. Make it 44-0 in favor of the Jags. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back right after this quick timeout. More of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
2:44 remaining in this first half. First half that has been all Jackson Memorial. The Jaguars answering at least the questions going into the opener of the level of talent that maybe they would have. So far, sparkling through. 44-0 is the score. 7 touchdowns so far in this first half. Nicosia will kick off. Look for him to put it right at the 20-yard line. This one to the 22. Billups at the 30, tries to bounce off of a tackle. Lost the football at the end, and it will be Jaguar football.
Well, you know, this is one of those, if it can go wrong, it has. You can only imagine how badly the Liberty coaches want to get to halftime to be able to talk
regroup
to the players and regroup. Boy, oh boy, regroup the right word.
Now, this may say, but there are some winnable games on their schedule this year. You know, we said that about the Crimson Knight last week, Wall, who got demolished by a very good RBC team. This is a very Memorial team, but you got to keep your head up. You got to battle back.
Golick back in at the tailback spot. DeMeo will give it to him. Up the middle, slanted to the left. Golick will keep his feet, make a move to the outside at the 15th. Back to the numbers at the 10. Stiff arms a man and gets down close to the 5-yard line where it will be first and goal. That is a pretty impressive performance by the second tailback, Mike Golick. He's run very hard.
You know, we've talked about how up front Jackson Memorial is just blowing Liberty off the ball. And, I mean, the tailback goes 5-6 yards before he's touched. But a very bad job of tackling as a team by Liberty, as the backs have run through arm tackle after arm tackle. And I don't know that I've seen a good hit all night, honestly, from the guys in the gray uniforms. Or is that silver?
224 gray, I'll go with. Here is a walk-in touchdown for Golick. From 5 yards out, he will score his third touchdown. And that's the 8th score of this first half.
And the Jags have put up 50 in one half of football, and we're not done yet.
Well, I would think we're going to see a lot of personnel changes after halftime.
Nicosia will try and make it 3 in a row.
I say he misses this one.
Hold
too much.
Is Johnson. Good snap, good hold. Partially blocked. And will fall down. So an even 50 up on the scoreboard as we step out for 30 seconds. It is Jackson Memorial 50, Jackson Liberty nothing. We're back here in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
2:18 to go here, quarter number 2. 8 touchdowns up on the board for the Jaguars of Jackson Memorial and an even 50 on the scoreboard. This one falling apart early on as 4 touchdowns in the first quarter, 4 more here in the second.
I'll give you an interesting note after this play.
Another kickoff. Bouncing this one at the 30. Ribolino will come up and field it. And as he works his way to the 32-yard line where it'll be first and 10.
This is a Jackson Memorial school record. Going to have Jim Colbert, our good friend and the PA announcer for the Jaguars for many, many years, said the previous record was 37. You ready for this, Matt? Back in 1976 against Freehold Township, a game the Jaguars went on to win 45-0. They led 37-0 at the half, but with the 50 on the board, this is a school record. And by the way, Jackson Memorial and Jackson Liberty are both in Central Jersey Group 4 this year. First time they've been in the same section.
Okay. What's the school record for most points in a game? Can you ask him that?
Well, he's listening, so he'll probably tell us.
Okay, text Kevin.
First down run by Regina off the right side. Gets it to the 35-yard line. That is a gain of 3. Make it 2nd and 7.
He is the official, unofficial keeper of Jackson records.
The historian.
He is the historian. That is correct.
Oh, we should get a text within a minute then as he goes to the files.
Second and 7. Wishbone look. Tight ends either way. Pitch to the short side of the field. And running out of space quickly was number 6, Ryan Downer. It's kind of hard to do, though, isn't it, Ed? I mean, in the first game, you want your guys to get some run.
Well, I'll ask Walt, if he would tell us, what he plans to do in the second half, if he's going to start his starters. But you got to give these kids right now. It's 50. That's a lot of points. I mean,
Well, I'm not disagreeing, it's not what you
want. Yeah, I understand.
You want to win the opener, but, you want your guys to get some play, too.
Yeah. By the way, Jim Colburn says that issue, that question, Ed, was not even a challenge.
I didn't think it would be.
Because it happened last year, and we should remember, they put up 62 against Lacey. As part of that awful streak that the Lions had at the end of the year. People forget.
Five in a row
and blown out in just about every one of them. Remember, Lacey got off to the 5-0 start, and it just absolutely
caved in.
Like, I don't think anything Lou Brasillo's experienced in his career there. And that's a Lacey team you guys will see tomorrow night.
Clock is winding down here in the second quarter. No more snaps of the football. We'll grab Walt Kristopic real quick.
Coach, not a whole lot of things go wrong for you guys in that first half. Tremendous first half of football.
Kids came out and played hard. Second guys got the chance to rotate in. They're making a statement for themselves, make the chance they belong out in the field. So got them to play hard.
How do we handle the second half here?
All the ones are out already, so it's the second guys in, the sophomores up, getting their chance to show what they can do.
Well, congratulations on a first half. Very well. Good job. Walker Stopic, classy guy, pulled his starters in the first half, and you heard it here, they will not play at all in the second half.
Right. You know, Matt, one of the things you always want to accomplish, right, in a game like this, nobody hurt. You're not going to have any problem with any of your starters tonight because they're done for the evening.
Yeah, done for the night. They'll be able to enjoy some activity on the sideline. We'll step out here and take a long 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll start our halftime show. We'll bounce around scores from around the rest of the Shure Conference. Plenty of activity in week 1 season opener for most teams here tonight. We'll do that after this break. It has been all Jackson Memorial so far, 50-0 to score over the Lions of Liberty. We're back in 3 minutes with our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shure Sports Network.